Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else. And now, bringing back the art of the spoken word through narratives and poetry, the Richard Burton of the Triangle, the Richard Harris of Carborough, the artist of whom reviewer Alan R. Hall has said his writings and performances are a tribute to the written and spoken word, our own Renaissance man, storyteller, narrator, author, classical poet, actor, host, and stage manager to the stars, adventurer, photographer, visual artist, gourmet chef, entertainer, and radio show host, the Bard of WCOM, and he will wash your cat. Host of Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, here's Claudio.
No, no, pal, that cat goes to you and it's under contract. He's telling me to back off the mic already. I just started. This is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else. Good morning, whoever's tuning us in. Are we all set? Okay. We've got some studio stuff going on here. Just taking my cues off the conductor here, that being Maestro John Paul. He's been out for the last couple of shows.
Yeah, back off your mic so we don't get the distortion that we usually
get.
There
we go. How's that?
That's better.
Better. Let me see if I can speak across it.
Turn up your headphones if you can't hear yourself enough.
There we go. Okay. Now we have the instructions.
It's live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, welcoming back my co-host, John Paul McClellan, who, as I said, has been out for the last couple of weeks. Now let's get this straight. Are we there? Okay. Got a unique soul coming on board today, a fellow that actually wrote, composed, and sings the soundtrack to the movie I am also a part of, called The Rusty Bucket Kids Club, G.W. Pierce. He's going to give us a taste of some of his music, as well as a debut album coming out. We're going to talk about that. GW, say good morning.
Good morning.
And along with him is his manager, buddy, Brian Pearl. Say good morning to the folks out there.
Good morning, everybody.
And before I jump into this pond, I want to just quickly announce and thank my sponsor, the Carolina Theater, as well as Studio in the Woods, John Demers, who is actually going to be calling us halfway into the show. I'm assuming our telephone thing functions properly, and we'll take that from there rather spontaneously. But I did want to announce things coming up at the Carolina Theatre very quickly. Today, the 17th, they have the Hope Baptist Church presents a film screening of The Mysterious Islands. Don't really know what that is. If anybody does, go there, check it out. On the 18th, they have the Latin American Film Festival, which presents the screening of Sleep Dealer. The 19th is going to be the Employee Thanksgiving. Okay, I'm invited to that one. On the 20th, there's the Carolina Theater Arts Discovery Series, the Math Maniac Show. On the 20th as well, in the cinema end of it, is the Retro Phantasma film series Dune and Krull. The 21st is the Durham Arts Walk. And also, you can spend the holidays on stage with Jennifer Holliday. Interesting name for the holidays. The Carolina Theatre on the 29th also presents John Berry, who performs there annually for a John Berry Christmas and Toys for Tots event. On December 3rd, you'll have the Hispanic Flamingo Ballet, which is part of the Latin American Festival. On December 4th, the Matthew Paul West Foundation presents the 7th Annual Promise to Remember benefit. December 5th, it's Retro Phantasma film series with Alien and Leviathan. December 6th, the Carolina Theatre presents Holiday Ball 3, free film screening to benefit the Food Bank of Central and East North Carolina and Independent Animal Rescue. December 10th, the Carolina Theatre presents a Rockapella Holiday. December 12th and 13th, the Triangle Youth Ballet presents The Nutcracker. And on the 15th, Theatre Number 5 presents A Christmas Carol. And that's the scoop on the historic Carolina Theatre of Durham. And now I'm going to bounce over to Mr. G.W. Pierce, but before I do, I'm going to read his bio just a little bit, just to tune you folks in as to who this fellow is and why you should be interested at all. Here we go. I actually like his tunes. At the age of 14, G.W. Pierce had already begun to stake his claim in a life of music and entertainment. His songs and performances have captured the hearts of thousands of fans across the country and overseas. For years, G.W. developed his talents by playing clubs, festivals, private parties, charity events and weddings for wealth from... I'm sorry. Getting ahead of myself here. Stop
easy
me, John Paul.
Easy
sorry, let me go back to that. Charity events and weddings from Wilson, North Carolina to Raleigh and everywhere in between.
Everywhere in between.
what he said, making him no stranger to the range. Well, there's a range, too. At age 25, he followed the road traveled by many, a country musician, to Nashville, Tennessee. While in Nashville, GW toured with the Make-A-Wish Foundation and performed in some of country music's most storied institutions. That's a clever way of putting that. From the neon lights of Broadway to Music Row and the Opryland Hotel to the oldest country music station in the world, WSM Radio.
I have a wish.
I have a wish, too, that you'd stop interrupting. GW's music reflects his humility as well as his love for family and friends. His voice possesses the honesty and soul of a country music's classic male vocalist, George Strait, Kenny Chesney, and Randy Travis. Good combo there. GW Pierce currently lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he is writing and recording his debut Center Sound Records release. GW co-wrote and performed three songs from the soundtrack to the Rusty Bucket Kids Club, which is actually in the film festival starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week, Apex Film Festival. And this is, and of course, his soundtrack, which also includes the title track, Get On Board, which is the opening theme for the movie. And then you also do the closing theme, which is right around when we watch the credits.
That is correct.
Okay. Give us a little scoop into your life, what's happening, how you became part of the Rusty Bucket thing, and so on.
Well, I'm in the middle of recording an album right now with Center Sound Records in the School of Arts Communication in Wakefield.
That's why your picture's on the wall, okay.
Yeah, inside source.
Right.
You gotta know somebody. But the opportunity came up to do the Rusty Bucket show, and I thought it was a great idea. It was a great, great cause. Great concept altogether. And John Demers, I met John, he just blew me away. He's a brilliant individual.
He's been doing quite a bit of work out there, I know that, yeah.
Right, and so I was all for it. And me and Craig Brandywine from Center Sound got together, and we kind of come up with the very first was the theme song, the opening song, Get On Board, and it's just been a ride from there. It's been a great ride, actually. A lot of talent behind this show, a lot of brilliant minds come together, morph to make a wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful show.
I'm looking forward to it. A good gut feeling about where it's going to go. Yeah, I think it's the premise is a wonderful idea. The whole idea is about this conductor on a train that takes two children, actually, which happens to be Demers's son and daughter, Roxanne and John
Coleman. Great kids.
Coleman, yes,
love those guys.
I keep wanting to say Clayton. I don't know why I do that. John Coleman, yes. And the idea is that they go back in time to meet essentially legends in history while they are still children themselves. And the whole premise behind this approach, and I'm not going to give away much more, is that the children of today might get curious enough about who these people were as children to read up on them and find out who they became later on in life. And maybe if we start reading past histories, we can stop repeating them in modern day.
Right.
And I like that as a premise. So, Brian, where do you hail from? Give us a little scoop on yourself.
I've been living here in North Carolina for about 9 years now, and started working with Center Sound earlier this year, and with Craig, and eventually met GW. And as we're searching around for different projects and the opportunity to get involved with the Rusty Bucket, we'd already started talking to GW about doing this record and working on his stuff, and this opportunity came up. And I mean, it's a great opportunity for an artist these days to be involved in a TV show and in a movie,
absolutely,
and especially of the quality of this production. So we couldn't be happier with the opportunity. And
how far back do you guys go?
Me and
you and GW.
Oh, 6 months.
Oh, okay. So it's a recent friendship. How did you guys? How did you connect?
I actually came back from Nashville, Tennessee, around October, November of last year, and I was just coming down for the holidays to visit, and was going to return back up to Tennessee while I was performing and playing up there and working with artists, producers as well. And I was playing some shows down here in Carolina, and I was approached by Craig Brandywine from School of Arts and Center Sound, who wanted to work with me and possibly making my country production. And he was we just clicked right out the gate. It was just chemistry, and he's such a nice guy and so easy to work with. And the School of Arts is such a nice, it's a beautiful facility with wonderful talent, just filled within it. And I said, okay, sure. great, let's go with it. Let's see what happens. And we did, and like I said, between my album and then also this television show, it's just been, you know, it's been a wonderful ride of creativity and happiness, you know. So
right.
I'm looking forward to it, to finishing these projects and getting on with others as well. So
the School of Arts you're talking about, is that the one up in Raleigh?
School of Communication Arts.
Yeah. School of Communication Arts.
I spent some time there. It's
Wake Forest, actually.
It's a really, really nice place.
It is. It's a wonderful place. They got a great staff.
They've got a lot of talented people there.
Sure do.
You remember when you and I went there was when I was emceeing for the Will to Power movie.
Well,
I've
been there a number of times doing other things, too.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. They do workshops up there and stuff. And I've gone to a couple of those.
That's where they had me doing the narration, but nobody told me I was doing it in front of a class.
I was there that day.
Yes,
I was part of that class, actually. Well done, too.
Thank you. I have no idea why I wasn't told, but it was fun. It was a good educational premise.
So then GW and I met just after he hooked up with Craig, and we just started listening to music, and then we've just been hanging out and, you know, developing our relationship as, you know, artists, and, you know, between the company and the artist, and just as friends, and, you know, we're having a good time. We're just, you know, a lot of potential. And
of course, you occasionally also play with a different drum or different drum.
With Alex Weiss's band.
Alex Weiss has been on the show several times.
Yes. Yes, I played bass with Alex for probably close to 7 years. And that's a tremendous group to play with. Alex is, you know, very talented,
he's
very gifted.
Fun guy, yeah.
It's, you know, every gig is a kind of a new thing, and it's very challenging, which as a musician is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're hoping to do some work together this coming year as well. And
awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. I actually met him when I was stage managing, Tierney Sutton at the Carolina Theater, and he was opening for her.
Yeah, I played that gig.
Oh, did you? Then you were there. Then we've met. I was the guy stage managing
sitting
in the corner in the dark. Anyway, so let's bounce into some of your music. Why don't we start with a tune you'd like to present, and we'll have John Paul play that.
Okay, this song is called Let the Lady Dance. It's actually the acoustical track, our version of this song. And the new produced version is actually underway at the School of Arts and Center Sound Records right now.
But all right.
I brought
is that going to be part of the new album, too?
Yes, it will. It'll be my first release.
Oh, good.
So look forward for that coming out very soon, next few weeks. But this is acoustical version of it.
All right, here we go.
She knows lonely, lost her one and only, struggles to make it through the days. Once a winner, she's no quitter, and tonight she has to go out and play. Now she's not looking for someone or romance. What she wants in this old life is just another chance. Let the lady dance. Let her smile. Let her laugh again, if only for a little while. Just give her some room. Let her breathe. Let her be in life what she needs to be. Let the lady dance. She needs healing from her grieving. Prays to be by his side someday once again, and they can be together so much better. now she has to be her own best friend. And she's not looking for someone or romance. What she wants in this old world is just another chance. Y'all let the lady dance. Let her smile. Let her laugh again. If only for a little while. Just give her some room. Let her breathe. Let her be in life what she needs to be. Let the lady dance. Let her dance.
Good stuff. Now, who was this lady to you?
Actually, that song's about every lady. You know?
I kind of got that impression. Didn't know if a particular woman inspired the sentiment.
Well, there was a few actually that inspired it. It was kind of a compilation of a few different things that was that were going on in my life at the time. One major one was the passing of my grandfather, and that left my grandmother, you know, a widow, and they were together for 50-some years, you know, so... I kind of put myself in the element of her, of how it must be on a day-to-day basis, like just a really whole new world to try to deal with, you know, and how some days it could be like, you know, on the somewhat norm, but not quite. And then other days, just every second, like someone sitting on your chest, you can't breathe, kind of struggle, you know? So, and then like with the end of the song with, you know, she passes eventually, and they're back together, reunited, and joined once again. So I
just sensed there was a personal link there.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes even when I write poetry, and it's usually based on some inspiration, some catalyst.
Right.
It can often be sent out into the universal, more being open ended. But this one seemed to hit a little more home.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can appreciate it.
Very nice, very nice tune.
Well, thank you, thank you, John.
Beautiful piece. Why don't we just continue playing? Let's play the next one. Give us the next tune you got.
Okay, the next song we're going to have coming up is the soundtrack to the new television show coming out that we're all excited about.
The Rusty Bucket Kids Club.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So,
we're being told to stay about a hand's distance from the mic and we'll be okay.
Right. I keep forgetting this is the radio station.
We're so used to performing
stage.
On mic. Yeah. I know.
It's just that the board doesn't seem to me to be properly calibrated, so... It tends to overload the input.
So just figure a fist away. And I'm the toughest one to...
When we get out of here, maybe we'll go check the pawn shop out this afternoon and see what we can find. I'm a musician. I know my way around.
Yeah, right.
In a regular setup, it wouldn't bother, you know, it would be okay. But we just seem to have the board a little too sensitive.
In case you folks are wondering about John Paul's voice this morning, he's actually cutting his new album with Joe Cocker.
Hey, congratulations.
So you might want to know.
All right.
Wouldn't that be a trip? Because Joe Cocker talks like that all the time. He has a chest cold.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Or Harry Belafonte.
I don't think you're going to cut it with Harry with that voice right now.
Well, that's what he sounds like.
Or Darth Vader.
That voice doesn't sound like he'd got the rhythm, brother.
Harry sounds like this all the time.
So what are we going to listen to? We are listening to the soundtrack to the Rusty Bucket Kids Club, and the name of it is again?
It's the opening song to the show. It's called Get On Board.
Get On Board. And
this was G.W. Pierce, and he was talking about Craig Branwyn earlier. They co-wrote this song.
Tell me about Craig.
Craig. Everyone was talking about Craig.
Oops, what happened now?
Craig is a very dynamic figure. He's known for scaling walls and crushing ice.
Keep that distance to the mic.
I think he remodels train stations on his lunch breaks. Wouldn't you say? Craig is
the equivalent to, anyway.
Exactly.
And he might be listening.
He can make 30-minute brownies in 20 minutes flat. I swear he can. I think Craig is a wonderful, wonderful person who has been, he's been a real good friend, producer, partner, mentor altogether for me for the past probably 6 or 7 months. And
where'd you guys connect?
We met at Markham's Lounge, which was a restaurant lounge bar that I was playing at in last December. In December, or 1st of January.
Where is that?
That's actually, it's on 1100 Lacey Avenue over on in North Raleigh. It's on the corner of Millbrook and Atlantic. Great place. Very nice. Very nice restaurant.
That's where the people get some nice hooks.
But he came in, and like I said earlier, he listened to me. A mutual friend had told him about me, and he came out and gave me a listen. And I probably got through my second set, and he approached me and asked me about, you know, possibly going into some production with him on my material. And like I said, I mean, he sold me right out the gate because he's genuine, he's real, he's just a really, really great guy. And but as far as Craig in general, if you get to catch him, it's probably in the hallway in between rooms. He is a multitasker superman, you know, he really is. And he's been an intricate part of my personal, you know, country career as well as with the Rusty Bucket Show.
He does a lot of work at the School of Communication Arts, doesn't he?
Exactly.
As a matter of fact. He was the one recording me that day, wasn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
He sure was.
There we go. Just thought I'd fill in the blanks.
So this is the song that to the show, the show opener. It's called Get On Board, and I think everybody's going to love it as well, you know, as the show.
I think so. And this is actually when I first met you. I didn't even know I was going to be part of the music.
Now, how did me and you meet? There's a story.
You know? We'll get into that later. What we're going to do is we're going to play this tune, and then I think it's about time for John Demers, who is obviously listening since you just scolded me. It's time for you to make that call, and we'll talk to you for a bit.
Yeah, don't worry, John. We'll edit out the part where you talked on the about the
where you scolded the
quiet stuff.
Speakeasy. We're so hurt.
We'll edit that out.
Bring the moonshine.
All right, here we go.
Anything like the last time, the memories will last. All aboard this train, all aboard this train. Hey conductor, where we're going, don't think I've been there before. Hey conductor, move the platform right up to that door and get on board.
And that is the soundtrack to the Rusty Bucket Kids Club by G.W. Pierce, sitting right here in the studio. Anything else you want to add to that before the phone rings? I am assuming John Demers is going to call in a few minutes. If not, we'll keep rolling along.
Mm. So that's the theme song.
That's the theme song. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the the soundtrack, the Rusty Bucket Kids Club, there's a soundtrack album, songs from and inspired by the production, and that's going to be available as CD. I would, if you want to get it, I would suppose you go to therustybucketkidsclub.com. There'll be probably after this weekend, there'll be information on ordering it.
I was just told that by John this morning we crossed paths. That he was putting a CD together. What else is going to be on there? I know he's got my poem for the Rusty Bucket Kids on it, on that
CD
as well.
Yes, he does. He's got, there's a compilation with a lot of different artists, a lot of different talents and stuff that's going to be on there, so including you, Claudio.
I was just told that this morning.
You're my favorite track, too. I just wanted you to know.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're mine, and that's no kissing, because... I didn't even know what I was in for until
Should we hug?
Yes, man. Just hug. America.
GW has, what, three songs on there, and then there's a version of Jingle Bells. It's a Christmas edition of the soundtrack, so it's got some Christmas music on it. It's got GW singing Jingle Bells with
Roxanne and John Coleman from the show.
Yeah, are they singing too?
Oh, we had a great time in the studio. Those guys are fun.
They are. I mean, but did they sing on this?
Oh, they're naturals.
I didn't know that.
They are naturals.
Heard them sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know that Roxanne was in the recent Sound of Music at Memorial.
Oh,
so she would have to be able to sing for that.
She's got a nice singing career ahead of her as well.
She's going to be a heartbreaker.
Very multi-talented.
No doubt.
Harmony singer, great little harmony singer.
Wow.
Yeah, she did her harmony parts over her own part in the studio. I was very impressed.
How old is she?
Bravo.
How old is Roxanne?
I'm not even sure how old she is. I have a tough time guessing that age.
I would guess she's 10 or 11.
Yeah, somewhere 11 was my
teen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Tween, they call it.
Middle school age.
Tween.
There's also...
Christmas edition of the CD.
Yeah, that's what this is. There's also a girl on it named Sissy Harrington.
Did the soundtrack for the last movie. We had her on.
World of Power. Yeah, so she's going to be performing at the Peak City Film Festival this weekend, both nights.
Good.
She does an awesome version of Santa Baby, which I didn't bring. We kind of threw all that together, but it's...
Where is the Peak City Film Festival?
Downtown Apex.
Apex, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Right smack down on Salem Street.
When is it?
The next 4 days? Well, I know it's really on, I'd say, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday is the kind of the gala premiere for the Rusty Bucket
John's
Kids Club.
John's calling me.
All right.
And I hope he listens carefully when I tell him that he's on the air when I answer the phone. Which is what
John,
I did
you're
last.
On the air.
You're going to be all on right. the air.
You're John. On the air, John.
Hello. You are on the air.
Got it.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Peak City Film Festival.
Thanks for the earlier wake-up call. Can we pick his volume up a little, John Paul?
He's fine.
Okay.
I
go ahead and give us a scoop.
I love hearing GW sing The Lady. I love him singing Rusty Bucket. I don't care what he sings as long as he sings.
Thanks, John.
You're good. You're really
I want to let
good.
The folks know that this is the executive producer of the Rusty Bucket Kids Club. This is whose baby this is. So we're all part of this.
Not my baby anymore, sir. It has grown up. It's a real teenager now, almost like Roxanna, who is, by the way, age 11. She plays
11. Ah, so good.
I won a prize.
John Coleman
I was there too.
Is 8 and plays a 9-year-old in the film. Now, see, we got to do that because we got to pay attention to our audience and our fan base.
Hey, John, if I was caller number 9, I would have won the weekend passes on that one, wouldn't I?
Yeah, now you got to buy them. I'm so sorry.
give us the rundown, John.
I will, yeah. The Peak City Film Festival is this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It starts Friday during the day. There's some sort of on-street things that will be taking place, hither and yon, in some of the sponsor stores. Nothing real elaborate. But then Friday evening at 6 p.m. is the sponsor's gala, and it is black tie. It is doing very well with attendance. We've had it a second showing for the Rusty Bucket later that evening, and I'll
Fantastic.
Give you the order of events for that night. At 6 o'clock, the sponsors will arrive, the guests will arrive, dignitaries will arrive, and they'll be there. At 6:20, at another location in Apex, the stars of the show, Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver, and myself, my wife, and a few of the other people involved in production will be meeting. We will board antique cars, and with the Apex Police Department and their 2 motorcycle police units and their other units, we will motorcade with sirens and flashing lights from that location, the secret, to the red carpet with the searchlights in front of the Helle Cultural Arts Center.
Fantastic.
In downtown Apex, the historic district.
That is a fine-looking building.
It is. We've got news people that will be there. We'll have someone on the street announcing the arrival of the dignitaries, the guests, and the stars. And then they'll be whisked into a private reception. And then at 7 o'clock, they'll go upstairs. And the festivities start with the welcoming, comments from the mayor. And then Jerry Mathers will receive his continuing lifetime achievement award in the visual arts.
Wonderful.
And so it's going to be a great night. Right after that, we'll hear some music from G.W. Pierce. He's going to be performing that night with the Rusty Bucket Band.
Fantastic.
And then we will see two films. We will see the Apex premiere of Dog and His Boy, which was produced by Simon Barron and directed by Kevin Robert McDermott.
Ah, good.
Then right after that, the world premiere of the movie version of the Rusty Bucket Kids Club Adventure of the Magic Glasses will take place. And I'm proud. I'm like a proud dad. I mean, everybody's sitting over there. I want to be there, but you guys know how busy I am. But, I mean, if it were not for you, Claudio, if it were not for Brian and GW and Simon and Kevin and Scott and Cole, and the names in the list just continue on. Denise, I can't think of everybody.
Indeed.
You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We've got Misty and Drew and Bob, the names of the people that have made this happen. The mayor, the town council, the sponsors, the Rusty Bucket. Everyone has seen the vision, gotten the fire, and as everyone has heard me say lately, gotten on board.
Indeed. And that's what that song's all about. We even had the mayor of Lizard Lake on board.
We did. Bob, I got to tell you, the fellow from there is just a hoot. And when you see the scene that he helps us with, they're just going to fall out of the
eye. I can't wait. He's one of my best friends.
He is. Well, I got to tell you, I am excited. We got some other great things going on. I heard you mentioning earlier as I was catching snippets of the show, because, as you know, I was listening in.
And we have to apologize about that GW snippet. Just, I wasn't planning on that happening. It just.
But what I'm really excited about is this CD that's coming out. I mean, Brian said earlier, films are a great way to launch careers. And I know how this one's sizing up now, and I just think this is going to launch GW's career into the stratosphere.
I can see that.
You know, Sissy Harrington is another artist from Center Sound that's also coming in to perform this weekend. She's another fine artist that deserves the same launching that GW gets.
And for anyone listening, very talented. For anyone listening, there is a podcast, actually an archive with Sissy Harrington on it. All you got to do is go to my archives, Claudio Speakeasy, and you can hear her music and her in an interview.
Yeah.
And I'm standing with my bags packed waiting at the end of the gate.
There you go. Well, it's coming. It's coming like a train. Well, listen,
all aboard.
I got things that I need to get to. If you've got some questions you want to throw at me, find me. Oh, festival, finishing up. So that night we have the World Premiere. We will have a 9:30 encore presentation again. Then Saturday we have events. The actual screening of films that we juried will be from noon until 4 p.m. Then at 6 o'clock it starts again. We'll have the police motorcade bringing the filmmakers to the festival. They'll come on inside. People will see the awards presentation that evening. And if you want to hear Sissy and you want to hear G.W. Pierce perform, this is where you can come and do it. I mean, you have not seen anything until you see these two people perform. They are spectacular.
I know that. And I was told I can come only if I behave.
You can come if you're dressed as your most noted figure, the poet.
I see. But hey, listen, just before you go, we're having a fundraiser coming up for WCRN. I'm wondering if you might just give Claudio Speakeasy a little plug.
Well, you beat me to the punch, sir. That's the last thing I was going to do. But without a doubt, you know, Claudio, I have known you for a long, long time. I've known you before the radio days. I've known you, and you're my friend.
Indeed.
I think that your program is probably one of the best radio programs in the Triangle area.
Thank you, sir.
I'm proud and pleased to have been a sponsor last year, and I'm looking forward to taking care of my sponsorship responsibilities this year. And to all of you listening out there, it doesn't take much, so just go into your pocket, grab the coffee money out for just 1 month, let Claudio have the sponsorship. This is the kind of radio we want to have, is where your voice and your pocketbook makes the difference. We're going to do it with television programming, and you can do it right now here in radio. support Claudio's Speakeasy.
That's how you keep radio from going corporate. And thank you, John. I appreciate that. And the money, of course, goes to WCOM, not my pockets. This is community radio.
Thank you.
Thank
guys,
you, John.
Have a great morning. ZW, thank you for all you're doing. Brian, Claudio.
Absolutely, John.
Jean Paul, keep it up.
Thanks,
see you,
John.
See you in the motorcade.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That was John Demers, the executive producer, and, of course, everyone else he mentioned. We really do have sort of a mystical link with each other. Everybody that's part of this project, I sees the value of it. There's nobody that questions it. And it's like we're all singing the same song, preaching to the same choir, and we're just there for that purpose. And it seems like no matter who shows up, that holy element just seems to take over.
That's
and
right. That's the
it.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the magic.
Otherwise, we put them on the rails and
what a wonderful
them down.
Congregation.
Beautiful. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a hallelujah?
I don't believe you heard me. Could you do that again?
Get a witness.
Amen.
So let's play another tune now that we've ingested all that stuff. What's the next tune on that album?
Well, I think the next song that's lined up, Brian, if I'm not mistaken, is Last Ride, which is actually the credit closing.
That I believe is the last track on the CD. On the CD I gave you, on the
from the first one we played, or the second one?
Second one, yes.
Okay, it's the last track.
The last track.
And there's five tracks.
So we're going to cross our fingers that it...
Let me touch base on something else before we play that. These are going to be, from what I understand, my understanding is they're going to be half-hour television shows, right?
From my understanding,
from
too,
my
yeah.
Understanding.
That's what,
okay, good. I've got that
that's
right.
The impression
that's
I'm under.
Yeah, what's debuting on Friday night is the sort of full-length movie version.
Two episodes that will eventually... I mean, essentially it's going to be one movie, but it'll be sliced into two episodes, I think. That's what I
yeah, what that, but I know that what we're seeing on Friday night is close to an hour long.
Right. Right. So this is the pilot, essentially.
Exactly.
And I've kind of, tell you guys, I've kind of like peeked underneath the studio door and watched a couple clips of it.
Oh,
and
boy.
It is beautiful. It's going to be great.
It's all filmed entirely digitally. So, yeah, the cinematography is incredible. And, of course, they have an award-winning cinematographer with them, Michael Corbett.
Mm-hmm. He's a great guy as well.
Yeah.
His sons enjoyed hanging out with them.
So. And there are more associations than I'd remember to mention here, so please forgive
Michael,
me for only
that, that's
mentioning
the guy
Michael.
Who did the Steadicam on Will to Power. Is that the same
I one? Don't remember. That's
remember
a good
when
point.
We went to that release party, was he the guy that was here behind us in the next booth?
He may well have been. I my memory doesn't go back that far right now. So.
Yeah, see, he's a talented guy.
Yes, very much so.
Well, are we ready?
We are ready. And this is, give us the title.
This, the name of the song is called Last Ride.
Last Ride.
Yeah.
It's the end of the show. Time to go. Pulling up on the last stop. This won't be the last ride. This won't be the last ride. Pack your bags. Listen to that whistle blow. Tomorrow is another day. This won't be the last ride. This won't be the last ride. This won't be the last ride. This won't this won't be the last ride. Listen to the train slowing down. Got the wind through my back. This won't be the last ride. This won't be the last ride. This won't, this will not be the last ride.
Well, you did it again. You knocked my socks off. Now I'm barefoot in the studio.
Wow.
And whoa. Folks, not bad.
He
not
really
bad
is barefoot. He's just wearing flip-flops.
The socks over there and the socks over there. What am I talking? I can't listen to this guy's music.
Everybody cut foot loose.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, really. I like that.
Good tune, that man. Tune. I love
thanks, guys. Stuff. I appreciate that's it. Neat. That's the show closer, like, yeah, as I was saying. But, you know, you kind of got to pay attention because it will not be the last ride.
Right.
The shows will. I have a real good feeling they're going to continue to go on and on and on.
Yeah,
and
it's a clever way to end the show, I think.
It is.
Yeah, it's neat.
And let's bounce over quickly to how you and I met. And I kind of want to hear it from your memory of it.
Well, let's see. It was a cold day in November.
Yes, indeed.
I remember the sun was up. No,
this is the music video that I had no idea I'd be a part of until John called me in last minute.
I think we got that call at the same time. I think it was actually. I think he had you on hold at what time? And
oh no, you're kidding?
Yeah. It was a conference call. Be on the railroad tracks. Meet me today. Right. But yeah, we met out in Apex at the train.
At the train. Well, actually, not Apex, but Holly Springs or wherever that was.
New Hill.
New Hill, thank you.
New Hill, North Carolina, and to shoot the actual video, the music video for the show.
At the actual train station, and it was an actual steam engine that we must have ridden back and forth 40 times.
Wow, what year was that thing? It was like a 19...
Oh, God, early... I want to say 30s.
Bob Crowley told
30s,
me that.
Yeah, 30s, something. I think in 30s. Think. Forgive me if that's wrong, but it was an authentic antique.
And
it's old.
Great condition. I mean, it's just...
And that whistle still blows, man.
It blew my hat off my head. Do you remember that? I was on top of the train playing my guitar.
I do now,
part.
Yes.
Somebody hit the whistle and pure blew the cowboy hat slap off my head. But, hey, who gets to do that, though, you know?
That's
that's only me can get myself in those kinds of
situations. And I was under the impression that those guys had not had this much opportunity to blow that whistle because they blew it more times than I've heard a train whistle in my life.
Hey, I think they were trying to catch it on camera the next time.
That's what it was, okay.
Seal it back to me at a later date. You know how people are on eBay these days, so...
I can see the future of the steam engine. They're going to pre-record this all, so that next thing you know, it's going to be a speaker sticking out the window and no actual whistle.
Right. So, yeah, we're out there, and we're doing the video, and hats off to you, my friend, because I felt so sorry for you that whole day. I knew I was burning up because it was summer.
It was hot.
It was
humid, it was no cold
hot.
Day in November.
Oh, no, and we were wrapped around
in the
with
heat
steam.
Of summer, right.
Yeah.
And there's no air conditioning on board this train.
AC did not come out that year, I don't think.
No.
No, it was not.
I'm wearing...
It wasn't optional with that model train or something. You know?
What GW was saying, what he's pointing to is I was wearing this conductor suit that had first a T-shirt, a shirt, a vest, and this heavy cotton jacket as well as pants and shoes, and I was wrapped up with blankets.
And thick wool hat, top hat to boot. And
yeah, and I had to keep wiping sweat.
And it was solid. Everything was black, conductor black. And by the end of the afternoon, I think we had sweated so much, you looked like a seal. I felt so sorry for you, Claudio. I was going to say, let me play your part for a minute and give you a break.
So that wasn't admiration from you I was getting. It was pity.
It was a mixture of the both, actually.
I know, because we were waving at each other from opposite ends of the train while they did, because you were leaning out and I was sort of hanging off the side of the train so that we could be captured on footage.
One end to the other. Yeah, I was looking at you at the tail end of the train. You were looking back at me at the front end.
Saluting at each other, hanging off the side of the train with a 100-foot drop.
And the kids were hanging out the window of the boxcar laughing at both of us.
We had that train lopsided. But anyway, so on that note,
Speaking of voicings and creativity in this project, you had a poem you read on the back of that train out that boxcar to me that day when we were in between shoots.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I didn't realize I read it to you before.
You did read that to me.
And it came to me the night before being on the set because I was just
trying
to put this thing together in my mind. Like, what is this? John DeMers only gave me so much information and he left the rest to my imagination, which might have been a ploy. But I was sitting there and I remember calling him the evening before. And I think him and Michael Corbett both listened at the same time while I read this thing over the phone. I said, is this the picture? Because this is sort of what came to me today, and I want to dedicate this if this is of any use at all. And that was his response. So I'm going to go ahead and read the poem I wrote. It's actually just published today in the Highlander 2, the Broadway newspaper where I live now in Broadway, North Carolina. And I'm a contributing writer for them under Claudio's Quill. And this is my contribution in story and character development for the television series, The Rusty Bucket Kids Club, and you can find out information about that, by the way, by going to www.rustybucketkidsclub.com.
TheRustyBucketKidsClub.com.
Correction, TheRustyBucketKidsClub.com.
That video that you guys were talking about can be seen there, too, with the get on board and everybody hanging off
and
the train.
And you can see us in it, that's right.
That footage of that day, actually.
Yep. Yes, right.
That's what they created the trailer from. Mm-hmm.
So here's the poem. This will give you an idea of what the story is and what the whole atmosphere, the whole spirit of the concept of this entire production is, I think. I think this is probably a good descriptive of not just the immediate, but overall the spirit of the work, and in my impression from talking to John DeMers, that he felt like it was that I struck the chord somehow.
Absolutely. So. I agree.
Thank you. This is the Rusty Bucket Kids. The constant clickety-clack, where the wheels meet the track, are the lull bidding time to return. Down the way there's a pass between meadow and grass, where yesteryears offer something to learn. The conductor still smiles as he journeys the miles toward yesterday's youthful refrains, and he holds onto his hat with a wink during his chat, when nothing of the present remains. As the train rolls along between valley and song, familiar histories begin to unveil, where great souls of their day are mere children at play, unaware of their legend or tale. Now the train squeals and skids with the Rusty Bucket Kids, and finally slows all the way down as they enter a place that bears yesterday's face, with their anxious feet running aground. And that is the Rusty Bucket Kids poem.
Well done, Claudio. Well
thank
done.
You.
That is also on the Rusty Bucket Kids Club soundtrack.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you'll... Yeah, if you want that, a recorded
we're
version
on our
of that.
First album together.
We're on our first album together. Right on.
And actually, the idea has come to me to talk to you about, sometimes some collaborating on some future effort.
Awesome.
I like your style, your sound.
I like your style too, my friend.
I think we have some responsibility there, so we'll leave it at that.
Let's remind our listeners who we are and who our
guests are. Right. Thank you. This is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, and I don't want to exhaust John Paul's voice, so I'll tell you. This is 103.5 FM, WCOM. In the studio with me, I have singer, songwriter, musician G.W. Pierce, as well as his friend and manager, Brian Pearl, and my co-host, of course, who is doing Joe Cocker today, voice-wise. That's John Paul McClellan sitting here in the studio at the Speakeasy.
All right.
And it's back to you. We're sort of bringing the show to a wrap in the next 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how far into it we're going to stretch. But... anything else you want to add?
I just like to make sure everyone knows that I wish them a happy holidays.
Absolutely. That comes from all of us, to all of you.
Speaking on behalf of Center Sound, myself, as well as the Rusty Bucket Kids Club, the Rusty Bucket Kids Club, not Rusty Bucket, but the Rusty Bucket.
There we go.
Maybe have been tried to be duplicated or never replicated. No, replicated, never duplicated. However that goes.
And for those film interests listening, John Paul is going to look over and edit out some of the naughty stuff of the beginning of the show. So I'll probably get completely cut out.
I'm just going to edit out John's.
I was scolding.
Call, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Me being so unfriendly.
He didn't know he was on the air.
I was quite
unfriendly.
Even
though I told him when I answered the phone, you're on the air.
He kept scolding it.
He didn't realize.
Well, I was probably being very unfriendly to our former president, but then again, I don't feel friendly toward him, but that's another, this is not a political show.
We were just joking.
We're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Uncle Albert.
I was just making a joke. I could have made it easily enough about Bill Clinton.
True that. Okay, enough of that. And John Paul, of course, is coming on with his show next. So, John Paul, why don't you introduce just a moment of that? I don't want to go into any politics.
Well, my show is about the lies that you're told by the media and by our own government. And what I do is I pick up subjects that are in the mainstream news, and I try to find out the truth about them and explain exactly what the facts are instead of letting people go on believing the lies that you're told by mainstream news.
And I just happen
to be reading an article. Just for one second, and the article says that 15% of North Americans trust the media. 15%.
That's a pretty low number, guys, and I don't think that 15% has woken up.
But that's more than the Europeans, which is 12%.
That's true. Well, the Europeans know how to kick their government in the butt. So anyway, John Paul's shows is John Paul's Truth and Variety Hour. Oh, I'm sorry, am I getting that right?
Truth Quest.
Truth Quest and Variety Hour.
Yes, I'm probably going to change the name to Truth Quest.
That's probably a good idea.
Shorten it up. We'll see.
I think you're onto something.
And he tends to be quite open to musicians and artists coming on as well, so that's the reason he's using that title.
Yeah, I read probably 5,000 or 6,000 words a week to get the information that I get.
Nice.
It's very fact-based. It's not coming out of... John Paul's not making it up. He's basically going to the media and studying resources. So anyway, on that note, I want to go ahead and give the folks... your contact information, GW, if they want to buy your album, or do you have a website, any place they can go to?
You can actually go to www.centersoundrecords.com right now for updates on stuff with Rusty Bucket, as well as with my country album that's coming out.
Oh, with
out.
Your career too, then.
Or good. You can go. I have an artist site on MySpace, which is MySpace.com/GW Pierce 2007, which has got my music playing on it as well. It's got a music player.
Yeah,
we've got
a link on the Center Sound Records site to GW's MySpace site and Facebook and all that sort of stuff.
All
so there'll jazz. Be you can find out all you ever want to know about GW Pierce.
How do they link with GW management? That being you.
Well, I actually am with Center Sound.
Oh, you are.
With Center Sound Records, and
gotcha.
Center Sound's this big company, and we've got the record label, and we do artist management and development, and audio and video production, all kinds of different stuff.
Where are they headquartered?
Depends on whose house we're meeting in that day.
It's real grassroots. That's what we need to go back to.
We're in Raleigh.
Good.
Do you have a production facility or?
We tend to hire out and rent places like that, and we've got a small recording studio that we can use that may or may not be appropriate for whatever situation. And we do all kinds of stuff. You can come to the website and check us out, and then head over and check out GW's information. There's information about the soundtrack to the Rusty Bucket Kids Club there.
Perfect.
And all kinds of stuff.
It's Center Sound.
CentersoundRecords.com.
Good. So that's where you can find out about that. And also want to let everybody know that's listened to today's show. It will be podcast later on today by John Paul McClellan. And it'll be, you can just go to my website, which is www.claudioarts.com, and click on the radio show link, and then just go to the podcasts, and it'll be the latest one up, and you can download or just listen to it right there worldwide. So that show will be up, and we'll decide on it. Let's decide on the title for the show. Well, we'll figure that out later, but it'll have GW in the name. I'm trying to come up with...
Awesome.
There we go. That's the title.
That's the awesome show.
That's what I get for putting three artists on the spot. Let's come up with a title. What?
Yeah.
So, huh?
So,
well, we have about 2 minutes left.
We got 2 minutes left. We want to make sure that we basically cover what would otherwise be playing on Evergreen, which is our former show. So if we cut out too early, then they're going to hear us going off and us being on.
Right.
See, we got to behave. So, Brian, what's happening in your world? What any other management stuff going on?
Just all the stuff with Center Sound. I actually I work with a group called Gustafer Yellow Gold. They do it's a music and animation show.
Okay.
They're going to be over at the the Carborough Arts Center.
Oh yes, okay.
In January. So I do some work with them. That's not related to Center Sound. That's kind of a separate thing. But you can go to the the Arts Center website there. They've been here a few times. They've played there before, and this is a good market for them. So if you want to see some nice, you know, if you want to take your kids to a nice show of, you know, animation and kids music and music that, you know, adults can understand as well and get into, it's that kind of thing.
All right, cool.
That's I've been busy doing that too.
Well, everybody keep in mind that the Apex Film Festival is happening Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week. Come to the movie. Come see what's happening.
Absolutely. I'll be performing out there Friday and Saturday night.
See you there.
So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone and performing for everybody.
And I think John DeMers told me he was going to toss me on stage at some point to recite the Rusty Bucket Kids poem. So maybe you can play a few licks while I do that.
I think we can make something happen.
Good.
I know
good,
somebody.
Good.
I know somebody around there.
I know you do. Let's get these CDs back out. And how are we on time there, John Paul?
Just yabber a little bit.
Just yabber a little bit. This is one at WCOM 103.5 FM. Claudio Speakeasy coming at you from that radio station. I want to give a big thanks to Audrey Layden, who's been my co-host for the past 2 weeks. Wonderful job on that. And also a shout-out to David Persov, who both photographed as well as did some documentary footage here at WCOM last week.
I guess I should explain. The reason I wasn't here is because Election Day, I was busy because I'm the chief election judge in my precinct, and I
right.
run the polls that day from 6 a.m. until 9 o'clock. Whoa, boy. And then last week, I had to go to court because I got a ticket, which I did not deserve. I went to court to fight it, and I won.
Oh, good.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Good for you.
He did not tell us what the ticket was for.
It was for failing to use my turn signal.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Well, are you low on turn signal fluid?
My turn signal was...
The Kniflin pin was broke on it. You know?
My turn signal was working just fine, and I did actually use it.
Ah. Also, where the cop was colorblind.
Well, the cop decided once he saw that I was there with a witness that he just wasn't going to carry on with the case.
Oh,
and he told the DA to...
You was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The cop was
going the wrong way.
The cop was in the wrong place at the
wrong time. You should never have come to Macon County. We don't want you here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Claudio, thank you for having us on.
My pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And consider yourself part of the family, so this will not be the only time. As things progress, we'll have you on again, and we can even do it by phone if we have to. This is Claudio of Claudio Speakeasy, thanking everyone that was on today, G.W. Pierce, singer-songwriter, musician, and whatever it takes to get the job done. He's agent, manager, friend, Brian Pearl, my co-host, John Paul McClellan, who's coming on with his own show right after us. This is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else. Your host, Claudio, signing off. Until next time, cheers.